On Wednesday, Mr. Trump called Ms. Pelosi's bluff with a letter saying that he had checked and that the Secret Service had no such concerns. So he said he was accepting her initial invitation. Republican lawmakers piled on. The House Republican leader, Kevin McCarthy of California, released a video on Twitter of him signing the resolution formally inviting the president to the House. Retweet if you agree that the State of the Union should proceed as planned, Mr. McCarthy wrote. But hours later, Ms. Pelosi fired back with a letter of her own, telling the president she would not pass a resolution authorizing him to come until the government had reopened. And as the two traded barbs, House Democrats passed yet another in a string of spending bills that would reopen the government. This latest one included a $1.5 billion in border security and was based on measures that gained approval from both parties in the last Congress. During a closed-door meeting with House Democrats on Wednesday morning, Ms. Pelosi urged her caucus to stay unified and not to peel off and begin negotiating with the president on his terms, which could muddle the stark differences between Mr. Trump and them on a critical issue. She also told rank-and-file lawmakers that they should not get too bogged down on what legislation was being voted upon, a direct message to some of her restive centrist freshmen, who have been meeting with Republican freshmen to discuss a bipartisan path out of the shutdown. The appeal seems to have worked. As they emerged from the closed-door meeting, rank-and-file Democrats appeared united behind their leader's demand that the government open before border security negotiations took place.